This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, right now we have a brand new travel deal that now goes into the summer. So if you're looking to travel past this spring, you can save up to 30% on select stays. So it's up to 25% off if you're looking on going July 11th through August 20th or September 15th through the 28th. If you want to save up to 30%, the nights are August 2nd or August 21st to September 14th. So see if we could go and celebrate our anniversary.
Yay.
What do you... Wait, what? You're supposed to be like, yay.
No, I mean, yay. Yay.
Oh my gosh. How can people contact you to book a trip?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Yay.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast.
Wake up.
Foodie and travel expert.
And dot, dot, dot.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. I'm Al John, content creator, huge Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, mayor-elect of Timely, Wisconsin.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
Okay, so today we are going to be talking about Earth Month. It's no longer just Earth Day. We now have Earth Month for April going on at Walt Disney World.
Every day is Earth Day.
Which means it is the birthday of Animal Kingdom.
Yay!
Earth Day.
Every day is Earth Day.
But before we get into that, if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click that notification bell. And Kat, I know you've got some news about Catal, because we were talking about that just a few weeks ago.
Kristen, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, you're the one that's supposed
to say
it.
Oh, yes, I do know. I know.
Oh, you text her?
I know. It's... Catal's last day of operations will be April 14th. I'll believe it when I see it.
That's right. Seeing is believing.
Yes. Is it just Catal or is it Ubabar too?
I don't know. When they posted on Instagram, it just said, like, this is going to be our last day of operation. And I was oh, I got to tell Kat.
Yeah, I'm upset. The next Sunday, that like 2 days later, is Dapper Day, and I'll be there. But I can't have a paella. That's annoying. That's all right. We'll make it work.
Okay, are you ready to dig into this foodie guide?
Let's dig in. So I love the fact that it's Earth Month and the wonderful birthday.
25th.
Hard to believe, 25 years for Animal Kingdom and 100 years for the Walt Disney World, for the Disney Company, which is awesome. 100 years.
Whoever's idea was to open Animal Kingdom on Earth Day, that was brilliant.
Rohde says you're welcome.
I mean,
he's raised $75 million for animal and wildlife conservation.
Wow.
Way to go, Joe.
$75 million. Way to go, Joe.
Way to go, Joe. I hope you're enjoying your time over at Virgin. Is he still there?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
He's doing all sorts of stuff. He's all over the place.
He's the best. He's cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this cupcake or mousse dome, whatever this is, with the bees on it. I am like, I love it. It is so cute.
Well,
I want it.
Well, Kristen, why don't you discuss it? It's Animal Kingdom theme park. And you can go ahead and start talking about all the cool treats.
Okay, so over at Creature Comfort, available now through April 30th, you can get the Beehive Moose Dome, honey mousse on top of a brownie base with sugar bees. It's very cute if you haven't seen this. It also has white chocolate honeycomb.
Mm. Yum.
I like the sound of that.
Imaginative.
Then over at the Dawa Bar, one of my favorite places to stop and grab a refreshing drink, they have the rum and pineapple cocktail. It's very pretty. It is the Parrot Bay coconut rum with blue curacao liqueur, sour mix, pineapple juice garnish with a pineapple wedge showcasing the ocean. The drink takes its name, Bahari, from the Swahili word for ocean. Nice. Yes, it looks like
the
Caribbean
ocean
water. Yeah, well, you don't want it to look like the ocean water along the Atlantic. It looks like mud.
No.
That would not be very appealing to drink.
No, that would not be.
The other thing I like is this flamingo cupcake. You want to talk about it, Kat?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Oh, it's so cute. This was one of my favorite ones last year, too. The Flame Tree Barbecue is offering a flamingo cupcake. It's strawberry cake, strawberry compote filling, guava buttercream, pink crispy pearls, sugar flamingo, and white chocolate wings. And you can get that now through the end of next month. Well, through this month, April. I don't know what day this airs. Anyway, the bubbling pink lagoon.
It's pretty.
It's gorgeous.
It looks like it's got a glow cube.
Definitely has a glow cube. Hopefully it's the new one. Strawberry lemonade, Sprite, and kiwi flavoring. Ooh.
Oh,
available with vodka for guests 21 and older. You can get that March 28th through April 30th.
I'll take
new
one.
Okay, so not to get off topic already, but have you guys seen the new, the 100th anniversary glow cube that looks like the 8-pointed star?
I have not seen it.
So, you know, on the old Disney maps that John Hench drew?
Yes.
In the corners, it has all of these little like 8-pointed stars that are like just like little specks on the map, right?
Yes.
That's the glow cube.
You got your tattoo.
Oh my God.
Glow cube.
Nice.
I got these going. It's my little second stars to the right. They're John Hench 8-pointed stars. No one's ever going to know. They made it the icon of the 100-year anniversary.
Oh, well, you see, you showed that tattoo before, and I'm like, I know what this is. So, because, I mean, all your tattoos have that kind of, well, they speak to you. The Disney stuff speaks to you, so.
I just, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, really? Okay, that's fine.
I love stars.
Obviously, I have to go get a handful of those.
Yes.
I'm all about the star shape.
They're so cute. They're so cute. I love when the glow cubes are not just the squares, the lotus, the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like when they had the...
They should have had Infinity Gem glow cubes. That would have been the bomb.
Yeah.
I would love that. Over at the Nomad Lounge.
Love this.
We love the Nomad Lounge. You can get the gin and bitters cocktail.
Yes, please.
It is Kirkland gin, bitters, and soda water garnished with a lemon wheel and a honey simple syrup inspired by the use of strategically placed beehives to protect the crops of African farmers from elephants.
So good.
Huh, that's interesting.
I mean, I like gin cocktails anyway, and just the presentation with the little bees, it's just awesome.
It's cute.
It's just awesome.
At Pizza Fari, you can get the elephant cupcake. a graham cracker cake, pineapple filled with matcha buttercream, yum, crispy pearls, and a stunning white chocolate elephant celebrating Earth Month, of course. You can also get the Viva Gaia Tonic, Minute Maid, Zero Sugar Lemonade, Sprite, and Cotton Candy flavor for Kristen
yes.
with mint leaves. This one can also have a glow cube and can also be served with vodka.
It's pretty.
It's so pretty.
I do like these drinks.
Oh my goodness. This
They sound cookie. Good. They look good.
Yes.
And they have a nice little story that goes with it.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Al John. Tell us about Restaurantosaurus.
Over there at Restaurantosaurus, from now till the 30th of April, you can get the Elephant Cupcake, which is graham cracker cake, pineapple filling with matcha buttercream, crispy pearls, and a stunning white chocolate elephant celebrating Earth Month. And this thing is a nice little piece of art.
It's a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. Over at Temu Temu. From now till the 30th of April, you get the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail Sundae. Oh, yeah. With a brownie and a scoop of vanilla ice cream, caramel sauce, trail crunch mix, topped with white chocolate image of Kejana, who's the resident gorilla there over there at Animal Kingdom. Over at Terra Treats, you get the roasted mushroom and leek pizza. Oh, yeah. I like that. Plant-based offering with impossible meatballs, roasted mushrooms, braised leeks, and a dash of truffle oil. You had me at truffle oil. It's plant-based. It's brand new, guys.
Makes me want to make that.
It
potato
does.
And leek part. Not with the impossible meatballs. Like, I'm totally all about, like, just mushroom and leek pizza.
I think that's a great little flatbread. It looks great. Over at Tusker House, you've got the B mini cupcake included with the buffet. That is wonderful. And a variety of plant-based items, including cauliflower bunny chow, black bean pea salad, impossible boba tie, feisty green beans, tandoori tomatoes, carrot and chickpea salad, jollof rice with plant-based sausage, garlic leek hummus, and harissa soup. Did I say it right?
Yeah, this is the thing is, I just had a very random thought because it's going through all these like vegetables.
Yes.
And so about being at the grocery store today.
Oh, okay.
So our daughter.
Diversion number one.
Our daughter is going by. We're like going and picking up all the different fruits and things like that that they like. And she likes tomatoes. So we're. Technically, it's a fruit. So we're picking that stuff up, right? And she walks by and she all of a sudden starts pointing at stuff. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like. Like, okay, thanks.
She knows what she's about.
She does. She hates carrots. Like, what set her off with the I don't like is she saw the carrots. They were, you know, those really big carrots. And she goes,
of course.
I don't like them.
I don't like those, mommy. No, thank you.
Nope.
Yeah, she refuses to eat the carrots. It's like, girl.
I don't like them cooked. No, thanks.
She'd like them if they were cooked like sweet carrots. She'd like
no,
them.
No, she won't eat them either.
Ugh. What?
Our son will, but
our daughter.
She won't.
Okay. Shall
ooh,
we continue?
Drinks.
Shall we
yes.
continue, Kristen? Go ahead.
Okay. Available at Isle of Java, Terra Treats, Thirsty River Bar, and Outdoor Ice Cream Carts through available now. You can get the Tiger Eye Gold. Refreshing light golden ale brewed with a blend of malt and rice and finished with hops from the Pacific Northwest that impart a hint of citrus flavor and the aroma of mandarin orange blossoms. You can also get over at Dawa Bar, 8 Spoon Cafe, Restaurantosaurus Lounge, Thirsty River Bar, Trilo Bites, and Warung Outpost. Available April 2nd through the 30th is the Honeybee Citrus Ale. Celebrating our pollinators, this ale is light, slightly sweet, honey ale with a crisp, clean finish. And I would like to try that. That sounds good.
They all sound good.
I like the sound of anything pretty much that has honey in it. Okay. Al John, you want to talk about the Animal Kingdom bar?
Well, sure.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
The kingdom is my bar. So at the Animal Kingdom Lodge over at the Mara Bar, check it out. It's available through the 22nd of April only. So check out Cactus Cake. Oh, no. Yeah, this is available only on April 22nd. All right, let me reiterate that. April 22nd. Cactus Cake, which is chocolate cake, peanut butter filling, strawberry jam, and buttercream. Ooh, that looks great. And it looks like a cactus. It looks cool. Over at Sanaa, available from the 1st through the 30th, you get the chaat, which is seasonal vegetables from the land at Epcot, living with the land we all love. The potato croquette with chana masala, kale pakora, tamarind, coriander chutney, and coconut raita, which is plant-based. And
it looks good.
It looks really good, guys. I mean,
it looks beautiful.
Sanaa is one of my favorite places to eat for so many different reasons. Just a very, very well-executed food. If you like adventure in your food, you'll love that place. Also available at various table service restaurants at the Disney resorts, including Cali Grill, Chico, Boma, Victoria Falls, Flying Fish, Bellevue Lounge, and the Abracadabra. You've got the Honeycomb Cocktail, which is a tribute to global conservation through bee pollination, featuring four roses, bourbon, lemon juice, honey garnished with a dehydrated blood orange, and honeycomb.
And available April 1st through May 31st.
Thank you, Kristen. That was my Sam the Eagle impersonation.
Yeah, it started out good and then quickly went.
It's because I started to lose gas at the end. Available at all the various pool bars over at the Disney Resort Hotels, you get the Cucumber Gimlet, which is inspired by bright, refreshing flavors of spring and garden vegetables like cucumber, lime juice, simple syrup topped with soda water, and a chili lime rim and cucumber garnish. Both look absolutely refreshing. Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious.
So happy Earth Month to all of you, our loyal listeners. So thank you very much.
And if you try any of these, make sure you tag us in it or use hashtag dining at Disney.
Ooh.
Because we like to see those in your Instagram posts.
Yes. I also want to mention, because it happens all year round, not just during Earth Month, but if you go to Creature Comforts at Disney's Animal Kingdom and you order a flat white, the cost of that drink will go towards conservation efforts for the cotton-top tamarin, which is a critically endangered species of monkey that resides in South America. So anytime you go there and order the flat white, all of those proceeds will go towards the conservation of this animal. It's a little way to celebrate Earth Day every day, as we said at the top of the show. So if you're there, not in the month of April, but you still want to celebrate Earth Day in your everyday, flat whites for cotton-top tamarins.
I love that. And the tamarins, they're fun. They're great to look at. So
they're so cute.
Yes.
And prior to us being annual pass holders, I used to always get the conservation buttons. Like, would always give a donation for that. It was like, kept all those little buttons.
They're so cute.
Yeah, it's great. So check that out. And I think in a little bit of synergy, Disney Nature, I believe, is also putting out a new film as well, as they usually do. If I'm not mistaken, I have to look through my press releases. But
we watched African Cats today.
Oh, did you? With the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Did they like it?
Ooh. Trying to explain the cheetah and why it's killing the animal and eating it.
That's right. I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Like, why does he eat that? Well, that's what he eats. But why does he eat that? Well, he eats what he eats, like we eat what we eat. You know, like, you know, the cows eat grass and we don't eat grass.
Our kids don't know. I mean, they don't eat hamburgers. So they're not going to find immediately how beef is made. So sure, because sure. They love cows, guys. They love cows.
We are thinking about getting an annual pass to a place that has a petting zoo with cows.
Oh, you should definitely do it.
Yeah.
We should have taken all of the hints from these menus, because it was like right in our faces. But the 2023 Disney Nature movie is called Secrets of the Elephants.
Oh, okay. Did you look it up?
Yes.
Yeah, the fact that it's not written in this release is like why there's some synergy here, and I know that, and there's several different elephant things here.
But there's also a lot of bee things. Like, I would have thought it was a bee movie, first of all.
So elephants and bees are, like, very closely tied in Africa. They use bees to keep elephants away from crops because the relationship between elephants and the local landowners had become, like, very violent and volatile.
Yes.
Because elephants have very long memories. They really do. And they pass on their knowledge through generations. So, like, if the landowners had been violent or aggressive towards the elephants, through generations, elephants would remember which landowners were aggressive to them. And it became a real issue. So instead of the aggressiveness, they put bee boxes on the perimeters of their farms because elephants are scared of bees.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, they're very sensitive to the sound that the bees make, and they don't like it. They're very sensitive, so they stay away from there, and it, you know, has eliminated a lot of the problem. It's eliminated a lot of the conflict, and it's very cool. It's very cool. If you take the safari right now, they'll tell you about it. But also, if you live in Southern California and you want to learn more about it, you can go to the San Diego Zoo, and they'll tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just listen to this podcast, because Kat is a treasure trove of
knowledge. This is just the Reader's Digest version.
I'll take what I can get.
The Cliff Notes.
The more you know, the more you know. But that is awesome. I love that fact.
It's awesome. I love all the bee stuff.
Me too.
I'm kind of afraid of bees because I don't know if I'm allergic to them, but I do like them.
Speaking of bees, and did you tell Kat that we saw the M. Night Shyamalan movie with Mark Wahlberg from like 10 years ago?
No.
The Mist.
The Happening.
The Happening.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they were talking about bees in there. So anyway, not his best work, but it's okay. It's okay. Fair to Midland.
It's another show. It's a different show.
It's a different show. We'll talk about it. Eat the pictures. We'll take a M. Night Shyamalan deep dive at some point.
We will not. We will not.
There's no food.
We will not.
I don't know if there's food in there.
There wasn't in the episode we saw.
Oh, okay, great.
They didn't eat anything.
Okay, good.
Unfortunately.
All right. There's a twist. Unless there's a twist in there.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do and you would like to support the show, we would greatly appreciate that, of course. But you can do so by becoming a sponsor, or you can shop our links. You can go to diningatdisney.com, and we have Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Guarded Grocer, or check below in the show notes and you can shop those. Al John, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Well, sure. You can find us on all the social. We'd love it. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And just once again, just like, share, and subscribe everywhere you get podcasts. Please subscribe to the show if you just happen to fall onto this program. We appreciate it. And we'd also like for you to follow me on Instagram, Al John Go, for just a bunch of crazy stuff. We promote podcasts as well as, you know, music-related stuff. So please check that out. You can also check out all of our podcasts here. You can check out Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney creative director of special projects, Dave Bossert, and Skull Rock Podcast. You can also check out Eat the Pictures with Kat. And she's got a bunch of great bite-sized podcasts that blend together food, fun, and pictures, of course. Movies. That's what it's all about. Kat?
You can follow me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. For all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free, and she'll send you on the vacation of your life. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.